Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here tonight.
Tonight.
On a Wednesday. Very weird.
Welcome to a Wednesday Geeks Corner.
Yes. But what should people do, Katie?
You should go to geekscorner.live. And from there, you can tell us how fantastic we are, how amazing we are. You can go in the chat, say really nice things. And you can yell at us for this being on a Wednesday.
All are acceptable, I guess.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
It is on a Wednesday because last night was Disneyland After Dark Pride Night, and we were up till a very early hour, late hour, whichever one you want to call it.
I think I fell asleep at 3. You were up later than me. Definitely.
I was still going, yes. Yeah. And then dogs decided I should be up at like 6. So I don't know what I'm going on. We'll see what happens after the show.
I've been on and off sleeping all day.
But we have... I'm going to say 95% of the videos we shot are up, including a guide for the characters and where to find them, other than the two we couldn't find, which we'll talk about.
The elusive characters.
Yes, but the cavalcade is up, the fireworks are up, all the big stuff's up. The closing moment with Mickey and Minnie and the gang are all up, and it was very cool. But before we get into Pride Night, we should go into Pride Evening, which was before the event began. We were over at Disney California Adventure, and we happened to notice a man with what I'm going to call larger hair than I expected walk by, and I'm making this story a little bit more succinct. But it turns out it was Governor of California, Gavin Newsom. And we're like, oh, that's interesting. Then he started showing up everywhere. Like, he was at the party, he was watching the fireworks, he was next to friends. Like, he was, I feel like, everywhere last night, which was really funny. And it turns out he also got a look at the Disneyland Forward stuff and the transformation happening at Downtown Disney. And, I mean, good, he got everything.
Yeah.
But do you want to add anything else to that?
I recognized Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
In the flesh, I recognized him. That's it. It was very funny because you saw Ken Potrock, who I actually think that was my first time ever seeing Ken in person. And so your eye went to the familiar and I was like,
wait a minute.
I think that was Gavin Newsom. But apparently we didn't get to experience this because we did not come face to face with the governor at any point. Apparently he was handing out buttons that were rainbow and had the California bear on them. And I am so disappointed I did not get one.
Maybe they're online.
I hope not.
He did not have a PhotoPass cast member with him, but when we did see him the second or third time, he had a photographer that I know from Disney with him. So I presume he was the one taking most of those pictures yesterday.
And I also think that he had a government photographer, because it was like there was press photos that came out from the desk of...
I bet they shared them.
Oh, okay.
Because the Memorial Day photos that Ken Potrock posted, I'm 90% sure the Navy guy took.
Oh, okay.
That was standing next to me. So I think there's just a... You just share it. And honestly, they probably would prefer a Disney photographer doing all that stuff to make sure they get what's acceptable to Disney.
Yeah, valid.
Then, but I don't know. If you know, let us know in the comments, but only if you really know. If you don't know and you're taking a guess, doesn't count.
That's our job. Only what? We take guesses.
Oh, and then we admit that we're guessing.
Yeah.
But Disneyland After Dark Pride Night started at 9 o'clock. The first big thing was the fireworks. I guess we can start with the fireworks.
Yeah.
Started about 9:30, and it was an interesting fireworks show, I'm going to say. Like, it's always fun to see fireworks with this, and the energy was great, and everybody around you was great. But the one thing I will admit left everybody a little bit befuddled, and I cut this out of the video, but if you watch the live one, you can see this, is the fireworks show ended, but nobody was actually sure it was over.
It ended very abruptly.
And it didn't seem like it was done necessarily. It was kind of like, wait, are we really done, or is it, wait, I'm not sure. And, like, everybody gets quiet. And then some other music started playing, and it was like, oh, maybe it's starting up again. But then the announcement came that's like, hey, this is over. And so, like, I didn't feel like it got the applause that it deserved because people just weren't sure it was done. But no, I thought it was fun. Like, it was a good good mix of music. I think you could armchair imagineer for hours on what songs you would put
And it had Moana. It had Show Yourself. It had This Is Me from The Greatest Showman, which I've still never seen. Which was the finale. And there was like a random mix of other songs.
And I couldn't actually tell you beyond those what they were. Like, those are the ones that stood out to me. The one I think that a lot of people
opened with Walt Disney speech.
Yes. I do think one of the things that could have been, or songs that could have been in, was it Out There, we were saying would have been good.
Out There. We were talking about the Muses from Hercules.
The Muses. Anything. Since they were there.
Since they were there.
That would have been, I actually, if I were creating this show, I would have just picked characters that were going to be in the park. Be like, all right, let's do a little bit of you, a little bit of you.
I also like Two Worlds, One Family, I think was a great choice.
Oh yeah, that one was in there. That was good.
I think Tarzan music in general is a great pull. I just think it fits the vibe. I also think that anything from Mulan would have been really great.
Yeah, that's a good call. And Mulan was there, so
and
appropriate.
Well, Ping was there. I don't know who person is.
But you know what I mean.
Yes. But yeah, no, it was a nice fireworks show.
I wonder if they've given up on calling her Ping in the...
Because it was Mulan and...
Yeah, I just realized, I'm pretty sure the map said Mulan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably because guests would go, I don't
Who's
know
Ping?
Who that is. but no, I just hope that if this event comes back next year, that the fireworks show is expanded upon.
Yes. Or... make a new one each year.
Yeah.
Like completely. And I would go with the characters you've got. And that could be a lot of fun. They also had the cavalcade, which I thought was one of the highlights of the night. Mm-hmm. Like it was the right vibe. It was the right length. It was packed.
It was.
That was the moment. So when we were walking over for fireworks, I was like, this feels busier than most of these. Mm-hmm. And then when it was, the cavalcade, I was like, this just feels so much busier. Because we got in line for the cavalcade a good half an hour before it started. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes? I don't know. And normally you can kind of just walk up and see most of these things. And but it was a traditional cavalcade, mm-hmm. but it was themed appropriately and it was fun and it had a good collection of characters. And
the music was fun.
The music was great. And I think it was from Disneyland Paris. And like you just like it did exactly what it needed to do in a very solid way.
Everything was just fun about the cavalcade. I really liked it. The choreography was fun. The music was fun. And it just made you feel good.
Yep.
Like, I think that that's the biggest thing. And I agree. We probably got a spot 30 or so minutes before the cavalcade. And it was already packed. Like, it was already like, where are we going to watch this from? It's very busy.
We got lucky that people didn't realize you could be in the middle of the street where it turns.
Yeah.
But otherwise, the rest of the route from at least where we could see in Matterhorn Way to the end of the route looked packed.
Yeah.
And then they had characters all around. Mm-hmm. Which one was your favorite?
Oh, no. I don't know.
Queen of Hearts. Come on.
Yeah. I was like trying to go through.
I'm like, there's not even a
Queen of Hearts, and I had a very fun moment where I bowed because that's what you're supposed to do with the Queen of Hearts, and I said, "Your Majesty," and that was not enough, so I did need to be louder. I just personally loved that we got to see the Queen of Hearts in a different
as a face character.
Yeah, we got to see her as a face character.
Yeah, she was amazing,
which was great.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And if I'm being honest, I would be disappointed if I saw a sculpted character of the Queen of Hearts again.
Which you probably will.
I probably will. But I just loved her so much that I was like, this is what the character
And on the
needs.
Flip side, you're like, hey, this was really good. Maybe this could become a normal thing instead of a weird
because
happenstance.
Because I'd love to watch the Queen of Hearts with Alice and Hatter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think
imagine musical chairs would be amazing.
That would be so fun.
Or just their antics along Matterhorn Way or whatever it was. Yeah, they were super cool. It was fun to see Tinkerbell and her friends.
They
that was really
so
fun.
Good.
The Muses were cool. I feel like the Muses were more cool because of what they were, because he almost wanted them to just break out in song also. Yeah. So I liked them, but I also was kind of like, oh, okay, that was fun.
Wanted to see them in their white, like, like the iconic, when you think of the Muses, with their hair and the white. And
but it was cool. It was cool. I
did love that when they came out, they said, "We are the Muses."
Yes.
And it was great.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Then who else did I like? Oh, it was fun seeing Oaken.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Oaken, he was very entertaining. Evil Queen was always amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's impossible to beat, I think, also.
Clarabelle was great.
Clarabelle was, yes.
It was Clarabelle's event. We were all just living in it.
Basically. It was interesting, though, because as much as Mickey and Minnie were kind of the stars of the show, I would really say there were so many other stars that kind of almost outshone them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing. It just was... like, even though they had the center stage for a lot of stuff, it was surprising at some of the other magical moments that popped up. They had three dance parties of some sort or another. So one was in Tomorrowland with Stitch and Angel. Another one was not swing dancing.
Golden Horseshoe line dancing.
Line dancing. And then the third one was over in the Rivers. I don't know about the third one, to be honest. It was along the Rivers of America, and it was a DJ on a barge, but there was more people taking pictures of the, I'm going to call them prop speakers.
That was treated as more of like a background music than a dance party. Like,
but then it was why like, have the DJ?
I don't know.
Like, that one was a little bit weird to me. Like, I think the most successful from everybody interacting was probably in Tomorrowland.
Yeah,
because that was just packed. And then people were having a grand old time in the Golden Horseshoe. But when I went in there, like, the back was all packed and the sides were packed, but everybody was just watching, like, 12 people in the middle.
Line dancing makes people nervous. I think
But everybody can do line. We did line dancing.
I know, but I think that line dancing makes people nervous, especially because I think a lot of the people that were out on the dance floor are the... we go to country clubs, we know the line dances, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and the people who were up there were really good.
Yeah.
And to go back to Mickey and Minnie, I will say one thing that's a challenge is anytime they put characters back at the Fantasyland Theater,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to just do a kind of a walk-by to see them. And so I think that there was a ridiculous line for them. And I almost think I would have put them in Town Square up above,
mm-hmm.
where you could have a line to get a picture with them, but you could also still get the picture above or something,
yeah.
or so you could just walk by and see them. And that's something I kind of like in general as a rule, is I think it's always a really good idea if you're going to have a character meet and greet, have it in a place where people can see it as they're walking by, mainly for all the introverts of the world. it's true though, it's true. Like, not all of it, like, I interacted with more characters last night than I have in probably a year. And
we have three photos of Mr. Dapps with characters.
Yes. But that is not my comfort zone and that's not my norm. And one of them was intentional and the other two I was pushed into. And it's just kind of one of those things. I would be much happier to just be able to see them, maybe wave, probably not, and take a picture. And
with Mickey and Minnie, personally, I waited in line for probably about 20 minutes when the line got cut off at midnight.
Yep.
And I moved a third of it.
Yeah, you weren't gonna.
I was not.
You're gonna miss the end.
A quarter of it. Like, I was not anywhere close. And so I started to weigh my options, and I was like, I would much rather go experience more things, dance with my friends, whatever. And so I ended up doing that. And so I just kind of was like, and you have to like look through the trees and be like, oh, there they are.
Yeah.
Hi, Mickey, Minnie.
Yep. Nope. That's totally it. But yeah,
I've been dancing. With
I thought I liked that they had a lot of the characters just walking around. Like, to me, that's the huge win. Just because then everybody gets their moment, whether their moment is seeing them walk by or actually interacting with them. And so I thought that was a huge win, because really it was Goofy, Clarabelle, Mickey and Minnie, Donald and Daisy,
mm-hmm.
For lines that were, yes. You had to wait in a queue.
Well, the muses, you had to wait.
And the muses.
Yes.
But most of them, so that's like six. But if you look at the list, and we've got it on the site, you can see a lot of them were just wandering around.
Tiana, Lewis, Ping, Mushu, Evil Queen, Queen of Hearts.
Maleficent.
Maleficent was over by the castle. Actually,
although on the flip side, now that I'm thinking this, all of the Frozen Three were all queue, like you had to queue up for.
But that was a...
It was a walk by, but it, yeah. so were the muses. By
fruiting.
But so were the muses.
Yes.
But no, I think the walk around thing really is a good move, and I hope they keep leaning into that, because, like, especially when I think of the queens, like all of them were having a blast with people as they were going around.
Well, it feels natural to their character.
Yeah.
Like it feels.
And Cruella too. She was walking around.
Yes, it just feels natural that they are going to walk around. And
I will say, I had this weird moment as we were walking down the street, and I see Cruella in front of the Emporium on the main street, mm-hmm. like on Main Street instead of in Town Square, because mm-hmm. it's so rare you actually get her characters.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you went past the invisible line.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I thought that was kind of fun and interesting, and
I also thought the photo ops were very fun.
Yeah.
Like the photo, there were photo opportunities that had like quotes from Disney movies. Those were very well done. And there was actually quite a few lines for those that guests were very excited to take photos.
People were getting there.
I really enjoyed, it was the most random place, but there was like a rainbow crosswalk
That was a good
in
photo.
Front of Small World, the steps of the train station. So if you went that way during the event, those were rainbow. You could take photos with those.
There was a line for that. Yep.
And it was just, there was a lot of opportunities to take photos. But I think, I'm going to go on my pedestal for a bit. The event was successful because it was so positive. And I think that that is what the world needs right now, is more positivity and love. And I was just like thinking about how much fun we had, and it was because of the people that made the experience.
Yep.
And it was, everybody was safe and got to be themselves, and people were cheering for pride flags. And it's just not something that I ever thought that we would experience in Disneyland.
Which is funny, because I've always assumed it's coming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised it waited this long. But I totally agree with that. It was the people that wanted to be there that were there.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually the best part of all of these Disneyland After Darks, is generally the people who are truly into whatever the theme is are the people that show up, because they're going to put their money where their mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it worked out great. And I'm sure they're going to have a blast tomorrow night for the final one.
Yeah.
And
I'm excited to watch.
It'll be interesting to see too, if things change. So we were unable to find C-3PO, and we didn't see Mando, but we heard Mando was out. So C-3PO was kind of MIA as far as I could tell.
I have not seen a photo.
And I didn't see a single photo. And that is one I would love to get a photo with someday, because amazing. But so it'll be interesting to see if he comes out tomorrow night, and hopefully he does, because that would be super cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move right along. There's a trailer and a poster that was released for Pixar's Elio. I think that's what it's called. But we have watched it, and it will be arriving next year in 2024. What did you think of this trailer, Katie?
So Meet the Robinsons is my favorite Disney movie. So Disney doing sci-fi, I'm all about. Pixar doing sci-fi, I'm even more about. I think this is great. I love aliens. Like, I think aliens are so fun.
And give the possibility of creativity, too.
Yeah. So I really, really, really love science fiction. And I love bringing that to families more frequently, because sometimes science fiction can be scary, or it can be sometimes violent. So putting it into a family context is really exciting. I also always love the accidental hero stories of, whoops, I wasn't supposed to be the person that saves humanity, but what have you. I do think, and it's something that we said, the only complaint is that the trailer did show a lot. So I'm hoping it's a misdirect.
I don't think it is.
Probably not.
I think it's just showing what it's going to be, and it's going to be cute, and it'll be fun. And one thing, as I was listening to you talk and thinking back over the trailer, I'm like, it kind of already feels to me like what I hoped Strange Worlds would be.
Yeah.
And I see Clocky just went there too, is it kind of has a little bit of that feeling, but also I'm a little bit more intrigued.
Yeah.
like there's something more tangible about it that makes sense. And I won't go into the end of what Strange Worlds is, but I feel like that's not going to happen. Like it's going to be a more
grounded
resolution. Yeah, it's a good word. Although that one was pretty grounded. Waka waka. Ish. You didn't watch it. It's fine. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun to see it. I think it's next March or something it comes out, which is an interesting time for that. I guess Turning Red was in a March.
Turning Red was too. March.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And I think I saw it's being released in theaters, which I think is great also. It looks Pixar like they're kind of back to their old. Yeah, Pixar. Pete Docter did an interview this last week where he said these movies are made to be seen on the big screen. And I totally agree with him. And as much as I love watching them on my big screen at home, 60 inches, I think?
Something like that.
Something like that is not...
At all.
Yeah. And I've been known to project Pixar films in particular on my garage door in the back or in the front yard at night. And like, that's even better, even though it's not as perfect because it looks great, but it's, you know, it's not quite as clear as what you get in the theaters, but I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for it to come out. And it'll also be fun to see Elemental this week. And that will be good as well. Another thing that's coming out, we're going to go out of order, is we now know that at the end of the year with Wish from Disney, we're going to see a short called Once Upon a Studio, and it debuted this last weekend at the film festival, the Animation Film Festival, Annecy and International Animation Film Festival.
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's a long time. But anyway, it looks like it's going to be a wonderful connection of the past with all the way up to the present. And without getting too much into what happens, just the comment is thrown out by somebody that I think Disney fans will totally geek out about, that, you know, if these walls could talk, and then the walls will come to life. And it seems very, very Disney. Like it, and from what I've heard, it definitely could make people cry. But
oh no,
I've heard it's very I've heard it's beautiful.
I so
I'm looking forward to seeing that, and I think we have to wait till November for that, but
yeah, unfortunately
that's okay.
It is okay,
but it has 400 Disney characters in it. Over 400.
Will I now get to see a character from either Robinson?
Maybe. I mean, we really need to go back and watch Wondrous Journeys to catch the last couple characters we haven't found for that, too. But it rained on Sunday night. Otherwise, some of us would have watched it. But that's okay.
Not me.
You were working. That's okay, too. The other thing we learned this week is that
Christmas
is coming because it's halfway to the holidays. And
I guess.
It's not. It's in like a week and a half, but I'm sure there's some other announcement coming up then.
Yeah.
Do you suppose they don't want to take away from Indiana Jones?
Probably. There's also some, yeah, I guess just Indiana Jones. I was like, I feel like there's something else in that week.
Elementals this week.
Yeah.
Nothing next week. Oh, and Rogers the Musical.
Rogers the Musical, so that's what else
they need, both
week
of those as well.
Yeah.
But we got to see what their holiday outfits are going to look like for Mickey and Minnie Mouse, which continues the trend of recent years of giving them a new outfit every holiday.
Yeah.
And then they have the plush that match them, right?
As they should.
Yeah, I would think so. But what do you think of this year's outfits?
I think they're cute. I think that Mickey Mouse took a trip to your closet. Mm-hmm. But I love it. I think it's very classy. I've really liked this year's and then last year's holiday costumes. The year before,
almost felt like they're just going skiing.
Yeah, it did. But yeah. I really, really like these 2 years. They feel very classy. They feel very traditional Mickey Mouse.
I hope they take a picture of the two of them in the Disneyland Hotel in that photo op area.
Yeah. Because
that just is like, that needs to happen.
That'd be really good. No, I agree. I just think it feels like the characters. And it doesn't feel like they're just going skiing.
Yeah. And it feels... I don't know if it feels necessarily, now that I'm saying this, I'm like, I don't know if it actually fits with the whole Main Street era, but it's fine. I do like the outfit a lot. I think it'd be fun to recreate it in my own version because I'm not going to wear a Santa hat, but
you're not?
I don't think so. No, but I think the rest of the outfit I could pretty much recreate in my own way. And that would be a fun picture with Mickey.
A new outfit every year will make it easier to identify.
That is 100% true.
Historians.
That's very important.
It's true, actually. So now when someone says, oh, my grandfather had this photo, they'll say, oh, well, that was Mickey's Christmas costume.
Well, do you remember the old, the blue outfits that they'd wear when they were ice skating in the parade?
Mm-hmm.
And now they have the old Christmas outfits they wear in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to
see. What about a Santa trilby?
I don't know what that is.
So say we got you a red trilby, mm-hmm. and we put like the, you know, the puffy.
The fur stuff?
Yeah. The boots with the fur. Yes.
Okay, I'm listening.
We will put that around and then we'll put like a little blip on top.
I don't think I like that part.
No, you don't.
Honestly, I think.
I am already getting it for you. So, too late.
No, I'm thinking like what would actually look the best though. Like a trilby would fit the rest of that vibe.
Mm-hmm. A Santa trilby. I think everyone's on board.
I'm sure they are.
Sorry. I don't make the rules, Mr. Daps.
That's okay. I don't always abide by them.
That was good. I hate to admit it, but that was good.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, right?
Didn't show what this man is insufferable.
Mm-hmm. Generally.
Generally?
You know.
No, so I... The moral of the story, that's what I think we should do.
Will say the hard part. So I already started looking for like the pants are easy to find. The Argyle sweater, easy to find. Like there's close enough stuff you can find places. And
Santa trilby.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't?
That's not a real trilby. That looks like a grandma hat.
A grandma hat?
It does. But Argyle, easy to find. The pants are easy to find, shoes, whatever, no problem. The hardest part is that long coat.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are coats that are somewhat like it, but it would be super cool if they made the coats that actually matched his and had that more.
A Matrix coat.
Well, Christmassy.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
I was being funny.
Okay.
You went to high school when the Matrix came out.
Mm-hmm.
Did your school ban trench coats?
Mm-mm. I don't know that anybody wore them. It would be too cold.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's I not guess. Really an issue. And yeah.
Huh. I didn't think about that. When you said, I don't think anyone wore them, I immediately was like, oh, yes, too warm, because I've lived in Southern California my whole life. And you went, no, no, Katie, too cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what did... Sorry, I'm getting off topic. Whatever. What did you wear in Minnesota to stay warm? Like, what did you just wear to school?
A winter coat. Like,
so you're like very puffy, just like
no, like winter coat. I had a leather coat, I think, too.
Of course, you did.
I don't know.
This is the same Mr. Daps, by the way. That's like, I used to walk to school and my eyelashes would freeze.
No, my glasses did once,
and your mom got very upset with you.
Yep, that happens. Yeah, so anyway, we'll see if we can pull together the outfit and if there's the right hat. That makes sense with Mickey, we will look into that. But has to be the right hat, and it has to be something you would wear more than once. Don't you think? Because you don't want to make the investment if you're not going to wear it more than once.
You're so boring.
Okay.
Ugh. We're over here with a great hat for you.
I'm sure there's other great hats.
Ugh. What's the point? I stopped watching a car chase for this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
It was I mean, the way it was going, it's probably still going. But yeah, never know. Yeah, and I think that is a good point, is if this all works out, it should be the outfit for Geekmas. The Geekmas episode. Maybe we should start planning now. We should. And maybe we should find a different place to film the Geekmas episode, like the ultimate one. Like on a stage or something.
Why would we do that?
I was thinking like White Christmas, you know, they're on the stage with the Christmas tree, Geekmas tree. then you can show off the whole outfit instead of being behind behind a desk.
I have a better idea.
Okay, everybody, we are in Geeks Corner Plus, by the way.
Everybody's home. This is a great idea for the Geekmas episode. We just frame by frame recreate White Christmas.
How are you do that?
That's the Geekmas episode.
Oh, okay.
Is that we recreate White Christmas.
Are we going to do it as a radio show?
Mainly because I'm ignoring that. Mainly because if we do it, but like this is what immediately came to mind. The rest of White Christmas, great. We could sum it up. We get to do sisters in the dresses with the fans.
Yeah, that's not gonna work either. All right.
The Danny Kaye choreography outfit.
That's Clocky can get that.
You don't want to have a giant fan and just...
I know. Choreography, he's wearing all black and it's really tight.
I was saying the sisters.
I mean, actually, he's kind of dressed like Steve Jobs in the choreography outfit, now that I'm thinking about it. But just a thought.
You're ridiculous.
Maybe that's what inspired it. Who knows?
Oh, I thought you meant... I was like, no, they didn't think of Steve Jobs.
No, other way around.
I was like, yeah, I get that now. I was like, Steve Jobs didn't come first. He didn't come before White Christmas.
No, he did not. That is very true. All right, Katie, we are getting late and we've had no sleep because we were at Pride Night.
Sleepy.
So what should people do?
Go to dabsmagic.com, check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. Subscribe to our mailing list, find our Patreon.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel because we have a ton of videos going up, including Black Music Month videos. I think one more. Disneyland After Dark Pride Night video, and a bunch of other stuff that I can't remember off the top of my head. Plus, Disney This Day Every Day with Egon Bonkers. And you don't want to miss that as well because he'll be sad, I guess. But anyway, that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you around the corner.
Bye.